Did you know that not all zirconia is the same? Zircad Prime Zirconia from Ivoclar is uniquely produced with GT technology, which allows two powders that normally center at different intervals to be combined into one material which centers uniformly. The manufacturing process not only optimizes the translucent properties, but also creates a seamless progression of shade while maintaining optimal strength. Zircad Prime and Prime Aesthetic is now more affordable than ever and will give you the results that your dentist will notice. Contact us today to learn more about Zircad Prime and how Ivoclar can support your success. Tell them you heard it on the podcast and get a free Prime or Prime Aesthetic disc to try. Just use promo code 723. For all this information, visit the Ivoclar tab on the Voices from the Bench website. This is Laura Gilbert, Director of Technical Marketing at Ivoclar, wishing you a successful 2024.
Welcome to Voices from the Bench, a dental laboratory podcast. Send us an email at info@voicesfromthebench.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Greetings and welcome to episode 311 of Voices from the Bench. My name is Elvis.
And my name is Barbara. Good morning.
What's happening, Barb? How are you on this last day before the time change?
Oh, I know. Is that crazy or
isn't
what?
Isn't it?
Dude, it's the middle of March, for crying out loud.
It seems like we just changed it. Well, now we're doing it again. So an hour more of sunshine in the afternoon. I'm game.
I'm a fan. Some people hate it. I love it. So I'm excited.
I do too.
And that's tonight, right? Because today's Saturday.
Yeah, so yeah. Tomorrow. Well,
is it tonight or tomorrow?
2 a.m. on Sunday, so, you know, depending on how tonight. You look at it, sure. So we got a jam-packed episode today, but we want to just touch on real quick what we're doing in May.
Yes.
So we've talked about it before, we run an ad for it, but Barb and I are so excited. May 9th, May 10th, this podcast is going effin' international.
We're going to Spain.
Spain. This little island. I don't know how little it is.
It's beautiful.
It is awesome. This island off of Spain called Mallorca is where Exocad is holding their Exocad Insights 2024 meeting. It is going to be epic.
Epic.
If you're a fan of Exocad, you're looking to get into Exocad, you want to just hang out with some smart Exocad-ish people, this is the place to be.
Yeah, there's probably like 1,000 technicians from around the world, maybe more, probably more, going to this meeting. I mean, it's amazing.
We're going to have a chance to record some people that I think we really usually wouldn't get a chance to.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because they don't make it to Chicago or the Florida show. This is us in another country.
Yeah.
It's just insane to me. It really hasn't hit how real it is yet.
It still doesn't feel real, honestly, but like we're doing it.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be real in a month or so.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. So make sure you head over to exocad.com/insights2024 and register for this event.
Be there or be square.
Yeah, book your flights. Update your passport, whatever you need to do to travel international. And get this, you heard it on the ad, but if you enter the code VFTB15, you can save 15% off your registration fee.
And 15% is huge.
Not bad.
Thank you, Exocad. That is great.
Yeah, and let's also remember that this event and hotel, it's right on the beach. I'm super excited for this.
Yeah. And I'm going to go in a little early just so I can enjoy that very thing.
There you go. So, you know, we've taken this podcast to Chicago many times and the West Coast, the East Coast, yep. Louisville, we've been all over, but never on an island off of Spain. So exciting.
Let's do it.
So look for the link on this episode's show notes. Join us. It's going to be amazing.
So what's going on this week? Oh, I know what's going on this week.
Yeah. So this week we go back in the Wayback Machine, all the way back to February 22nd. And the CALAB Association's 98th annual meeting. So we've talked about this meeting a bunch because, you know, Barb and I both really value what they do.
Yes, we do.
So you're actually on the board.
I am on the board.
And you're going to be the chair here really soon.
It's the hot seat.
Yeah, this is the 98th year. You're in the chair in 2 years. That makes you the 100th meeting.
And the first woman ever in 100 years.
Are you serious?
I find that to be a very, very, very amazing, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Honored. Honored was the effing word I was looking for. I'm super honored. Unbelievable. Yeah, super great.
That is amazing. The 100th year and the first female chair. It's about effing time.
Well, thank you.
But you gotta remember, this meeting is more business and management than it is technical.
For sure.
There was a lot of talk during this meeting of bringing more value to clinicians and the role of AI in dentistry, both in the lab and chairside. So the good people at CALAB, including yourself, Barb, reached out to us with a little bit of a late notice.
I think it was probably a late night drinking with you and Jeff Strunk, but
no.
I know you don't drink, so, but I do know he does.
Yeah, he might have been drunk. I'm not sure. And they asked if we would set up during their evening cocktail event and record. Now, I'm going to be honest. This was like a dream come true for me.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking about it for years.
Yeah, because of how much I've always enjoyed this meeting, a chance to participate? Epic. So we set up in the hall and started grabbing people.
I started grabbing.
Well, you are a little bit better at it. But this week, we introduced 4 people and 3 conversations that we got at this meeting. So first up is my very own boss from Derby Dental Laboratories.
Super cool guy.
Super cool. Basil Callahan. Basil talks about his journey into dental, starting as a janitor and rising to be the VP of Derby. Then we sit down with the director on the board, Sean Siegel, who comes all the way from Castable Ceramics in Alaska, and also long-term member Jim Thacker from Utah Valley Dental Arts.
Good guy. Not that Sean isn't. And Basil.
They're all amazing. They both come on to talk about what CALAB means to them, how the meeting's going, the new venue, how labs can join CALAB, and its association with the CNC group.
Dang.
And then we talk to the man himself, the chair of the CALAB Association, Jeff Strunk from Treasure Dental Studios. Jeff, fresh off the stage, talks about being the chair of a group of such long legacy, how they are reinventing the meeting, how they choose the topics and speakers. Jeff, a little fanboys over their keynote speaker, Jim Glidewell, and how they're prepping Barb for her upcoming role as chair for the 100th year of CALAB.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Good, that means you care.
I know, exactly. That's what my dad used to say.
So join us from the 2024 CALAB meeting with Basil Callahan, Sean Siegel, Jim Thacker, and Jeff Strunk. Whether you're looking to elevate your craftsmanship or looking to cut back on cost, look no further.
Vita MFT teeth are the ultimate solution for creating lifelike and stunning smiles.
Crafted with precision and backed by cutting-edge technology, Vita MFT teeth offer unparalleled aesthetics and durability.
And since Vita believes in the power of experiencing excellence firsthand, for a limited time only, they are offering you the chance to get a complimentary case sample.
That's right, a full case, absolutely free. Just visit VitaNorthAmerica.com/free MFT.
Don't wait any longer to start providing your customers a premium tooth at an economy price. Redeem your free case sample, and if you're ready to buy, Vita will even give you an extra 10% off discount by shopping online on their newly launched online store.
Join the Vita family today, and we appreciate your support of the podcast.
Hey, listeners.
Voices from the Bench here. Let's talk about ExoCAD.
We want to tell you guys about an amazing digital dentistry event coming up, and it's called ExoCAD Insights 2024.
It's 2 days, May 9th and May 10th.
On the beautiful Spanish island of Mallorca, with our friends from ExoCAD.
This is a fantastic educational event for all of you in the dental lab industry, and of course, your clinical colleagues.
There will be keynote presentations for master dental technicians, digital experts, implant surgeons, lab owners, and more.
Plus, ExoCAD software experts will run hands-on sessions so you can get to know the latest releases, including DentalCAD 3.2 Alefsina, which was released just recently. Visit the large CAD/CAM exhibition to network and see the latest innovations. And of course, there will be a really fun opening night with a pearly white themed celebration.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. So please head over to the event website, exocad.com/insights2024, or the link on this episode's show notes.
Get your tickets before they're gone. Remember, that's exocad.com/insights2024.
And don't forget, Elvis and I will be recording in person from Insights 2024. We're going to be talking to all of the amazing speakers, ExoCAD leadership, and attendees.
And as a loyal listener of the podcast, you can use promo code VFTB15 to save 15% off registration to what will be one of the greatest events of the year.
Greatest events of the year.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. See you there.
See you there. Nice.
Voices from the Bench. The interview. Yeah, everybody hear everything okay? I haven't adjusted levels. I'm just kind of waiting to do it.
Sound good?
Yeah, I hear you good.
All right.
We have a rare treat today. At our very first recording at Cal Lab, which is super exciting. Barb on the board, years of doing Cal Lab.
Years and
years. I've been coming to this meeting for years. Great meeting.
And they finally asked us.
I know.
I was so excited.
I didn't have to
say. I say they. I guess it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, you made it happen. You made it happen. But we have a rare treat because we're talking to a gentleman who happens to be my boss.
Oh, shit. You know, you're in trouble because I'm going to ask you what it's like to manage this gentleman.
Oh, it's all bad. It's
Basil.
Basil.
Callahan. Did I say it right?
You said it right.
Welcome.
Even the last name? I never say your last name, so
I don't think I've ever heard you say my last name before, but nobody ever gets my first name right.
Yeah.
He's going to mispronounce it. We know that.
No. So, Basil, I know you have a military background, right?
Correct. I was in the Marines till 2010.
That's insane. That's insane. So how did you end up in dental lab?
I got hired on in Keller St. Louis. They were the first place that hired me after I got out.
Did you know about the lab when you got out?
I did. So I actually had a friend from high school that was working there. She was working in the Crown and Bridge Department, and she said they're hiring. So I got hired on as the prep auxiliary technician.
What is that?
It's a fancy word for janitor. I chip plaster off articulators, cleaning pumice and polishing benches.
Wow.
Yeah, it was did a little articulating, but it was a fancy janitor position. So.
But you had no desire to get into it.
No, literally got out.
You're just looking for a job.
I needed something. I got rejected for unemployment. So, yeah, out of the military, I got rejected. So I was like, all right, got to pay the bills, so I got to find a job. And Larry Weiss hired me up in St. Louis.
Oh, good dude. Larry's here.
So, yeah, I saw him earlier. I was saying hey to him.
You say, thanks for getting me into this mess.
Oh, he likes to poke jabs. He's like, this guy moves around. Watch out for him.
So you started there, and then where'd you segue into? Obviously technical, right?
So, yeah, I was only in that position for maybe about a month, and then after that I segued into a processing technician for fluid resin and IvaCap.
Wow.
Did
that
for a little bit.
Big change.
It was a big change. So they knew I would get bored at the janitorial side. So.
Yeah.
Because I had a jewelry background, too, before the military.
Oh, you did?
So,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and they knew they had that position opening up, so they got me there, had me kind of in a placeholder, and then moved me into that position, which lost wax casting is very similar to those processes.
Sure,
so
sure.
Picked it up quick. It was easy for me. And then after a while, position in Keller, Kentucky opened up. It's now NDX Affinity.
So they had a location in St. Louis and Kentucky?
Correct, yep.
So they had a lot of labs, yeah.
And at that point, they're like, we need somebody over there? Or?
They had a denture department manager position available down in Kentucky. And it's like, you know what? I applied by showing them that this is where I want to go. I'm in. This is really fun. I want to grow in the industry. I did not expect to get the position. I wouldn't have hired me because it's like barely a year in the industry. And they're like, yeah, you know what?
That's kind of
we'll groom
tough,
you down
though.
There. So it was a great opportunity that they gave me down there. So I moved to Kentucky.
So that's your first move.
It's my first move. only state move. So. And then I was there for a few years and
running the removable department.
Running the denture department, yep.
So you must have really liked it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I drank the Kool-Aid and was just sucked into it. It was an awesome industry. It was really great people. And it was changing. Digital was really new back then. Yeah. And it's like, all right, this is just going to get really cool. So
who taught you to set teeth and everything?
So that was the fun part. Whenever I came down to Kentucky, there was a big training program in place that was supposed to happen, but unfortunately some things changed that I got thrown into the fire. Yeah. They're like, okay, by the way, here you go.
That's kind of how it works. Yeah. You know? Been there, done that. It's like, here you go, figure it out.
Exactly.
You can do it.
They're like, you need to learn all this and run it and manage the department. So as time went by, teaching myself on setups, going to as many courses as I can, I had some basic courses with PTC when I was in St. Louis. I mean, that's a great foundational tool. And just set up, wax up, all that, and just learned as much as I could over the next 3 years, stumbling and fumbling through it.
Nice.
Well, you're a CDT.
I did. I got my CDT. I was at the first implant CDT in Kentucky, so I'm proud on that
you're
one.
You're an implant CDT?
I'm an implant
CDT.
That's
a hard test.
I got that one on a dare.
Wow.
So
you're at Keller, and then when did you transition over to Derby? What's that story?
Oh, man. So the story is I actually had a technician that was working for me, and he had turned in his notice and kind of being a little silly about it, so I ended up letting him go before his notice wrapped up.
Oh, you did one of those, yeah.
He made me.
You were like, F you.
He made me. He was calling.
It happens.
It happens. We all know.
And justly so.
Exactly. And then so he came over to Derby. He called me one day. He's like, man, I think you'd really like it over here.
Really?
And I was like, okay, I'll check it out.
An employee you let go.
Exactly.
Asked you to come to where he went.
I'm just that great of a boss, see?
Yeah. He must have liked you.
Yeah.
We were pretty chummy. I mean, we were good friends, too. It was all in good fun. But, yeah, he worked over there, and he brought me over. He introduced me to Reed. And next thing I know, I'm the co-department manager for the denture department for Derby.
Damn.
So they had two removable back then.
They did. They had one, and then they brought me on as a co-department manager, which doesn't always work out super great.
Yeah, if you don't get along.
I said it.
Fortunately, we got along really well. It's just kind of one of those things that runs into. It's like, who do you ask for?
Yeah.
Who's got the final say?
Go to mom or dad.
The mom-dad game happened quite a bit, exactly. Yeah. So
back then, was Reed more everyday running things?
He was more operations at that time. His father was still around.
Who was the lab manager?
That would have been Reed.
Okay.
His dad
was still there. Did you say that?
David was still there. Still transitioning. So David was still there. Reed was running more of the day-to-day and everything like that. There wasn't an official lab manager, I guess, at the time.
Yeah.
So they're talking about Reed Nunnally, for those of you that don't know.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Derby Dental.
I did
not know his dad was there. So he's second generation?
Reed's second generation.
Fantastic.
And he's got a brother that's a dentist, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
really?
There's a
big Kentucky dental dynasty going on down there.
Yeah. He's got an uncle that's a dentist as well. He's retired now, but
Yeah.
The dentistry runs into that family, so.
So how big was the lab when you came into it?
Wasn't as big as we are now.
Sure.
It was a decent-sized lab. It was probably one of the bigger ones in Kentucky still.
Does he only have one lab?
Yeah.
Just for
that I know of.
Because I didn't know. I mean, he's
phase ortho
centralized.
Well, there's a separate phase ortho, which does the clear aligners, but as in dental lab.
Mm-hmm. He's in Kentucky, and there's one of them.
But let's talk about this original building they were in, because I just learned an interesting fact about this building.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard it not from you guys. I heard it from somebody at Vision.
Do they have ghosts?
No. So what? It used to be in an old building in Louisville that was 3 stories tall. And everyone,
five,
okay. Everybody complained about the elevators and how hard it was to get around. And then somebody in Vegas goes, are they still in the building where they created the Kentucky Fried Chicken original recipe? And I'm like,
no,
excuse
kidding.
Me? What?
Well, that's fun.
And he's like, yeah, that was the building they did it in. I was like, what?
Yep. Colonel Sanders
that's
used to work there.
That's a true story?
It's a true story.
That's pretty cool.
Who took over Colonel Sanders' office?
I'm surprised that I've never heard that.
Was that Reed?
I could not tell you, but that's a very good question. We need to ask him when we see him later.
Who sat in Colonel's seat?
How did you hear that?
In Vegas. I can't even remember who told me that.
How did that come up? Like, I
have
over
no
a
idea.
Cocktail, I'm
yeah,
assuming.
Probably.
So.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you don't drink, so probably not.
Yeah. So when did they move over to the new building?
So 9 years ago this past January.
Okay.
We moved to the new facility.
And were you a part of that?
I was. So I started about 6-7 months before we moved. So I was in the old building.
Yep.
And they were still constructing, doing the renovations on our new building. And then, 9 years ago, we moved in.
Wow.
So you guys were talking about your Elvis's boss.
Yeah.
And you're in sales. But yeah. You're a removable. So what are you doing? Help me, you know, figure that one out.
So I was in removable until 2020.
COVID? And 2020.
Oh, now that we don't have any employees, I'm bringing you up.
Oh, man, that was talk about trial by fire on that. So 2020, a few years before that, Reed had been grooming me to be more in the operations role. And January 2020.
Did you know he was grooming you?
We had plenty of conversations.
Okay. In a good way.
I mean,
yeah. No.
I mean, the goal was that we would move up to where whenever he announced my position, everybody's like, well, he's kind of already doing that, so – it's well adopted.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was over multiple years of kind of taking more initiative and growing into it. So January 2020, he officially announced it. And I'm like, guys, this is going to be our best year ever. I'm super excited. March hits and it's like, well, okay.
Yeah.
We get to furlough
all
everybody.
All right, let
just
me
like
pivot a little bit here.
What was your original title? That title, manager?
Operations manager.
Operation manager.
Yep.
Okay. You stepped out of removable and into overall.
Stepped out of removable and moved into operations for overall.
Okay.
But you definitely grew into the role because, I mean, you were manager, and then all of a sudden, obviously, he saw something in you, which is pretty awesome. Spent a lot of time with you, trained you, and then you kind of just kept rising.
Yeah, we're both data guys, so he wanted somebody more
than said that today.
Here's a ton of data going around this company, man.
I love numbers. I love, I mean, it doesn't lie, so.
It's insane.
Is that how he's your boss?
Well, pretty much. I mean, Reed hired me, I guess. I mean, it really, there was no interview process. I mean, honestly.
No.
Well, you are Elvis Dahl.
Well, I mean.
Name carries the weight, right?
We had a conversation, and it worked out. I loved the opportunity, and I think I came down there. The first time I met you, I was already hired, right?
No. I was at lunch.
We were at lunch. I don't know if we should talk about that. We'll talk about that. I went down.
Always cut it out.
I went down to Derby with my boss from Preet.
Oh, to sell.
To sell Preet stuff.
Oh, damn.
We're all out at lunch.
That's great.
Basil's there. Reed's there. We're at lunch, and Reed just says, hey, we're looking for somebody in Indiana. And I was like, what?
That was a very good mix, though. Indiana, and perfect.
So I reached out because I had his number. And
well, you were traveling a lot, to be honest
it was
with
a
you.
Lot.
I remember that. I mean, I know you love those companies and you don't have any ill will.
No,
but
I don't.
That's
a lot
of traveling, man.
I mean, it was 4 nights a week in a hotel. It got old.
Yeah.
So.
Not good for the marriage.
No. So I started with Derby, and I went down there for a week, and Reed's not in on the day-to-day as much. I mean, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Basil taught
That's
me everything
great.
That I needed to know
I
with
love that.
Derby. And we have a great team.
We have a fantastic team.
Phil Mortensen, great guy. He's taught me a lot on that side, and even the new people we brought in are really good.
So what's the best part about working for Reed and Derby? Like, what do you, like, what's your jam?
These guys are always, like, rebuilding cars.
I know.
Every time I turn around, they got some side project. And I was like.
So it just gives you everything you need, like, emotionally, physically? What?
Well, I mean, I guess that kind of speaks to the main reason why
question.
I moved.
Yeah, we don't have emotion bar.
I know. I caught myself, and I'm
cue
like,
cue the emotional music
stupid.
Background.
Yeah, exactly.
You got that track? No. What was great about it is Derby is always wanting to advance, always wanting to push the cutting edge.
Yeah, yeah. Great technology.
And that's always been good for me. And being with National Dentex, which is an amazing company. I loved everybody I worked with. But corporate dental lab, you are very restricted on some freedoms. And I wanted to grow, and I was running into roadblocks. So coming over to Derby with Reed, he's always open to a new idea. And if you can sell him on the idea, he'll back you on it, and you can run with it. So it's always been good. And then so being able to grow the denture department, push it into the digital, which, Elvis, I know you love on the digital denture side.
I do love doing it.
So are you guys doing digital dentures?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you facilitating part of that as well? I didn't know you were doing that.
I think Basil, I think you have your hands in everything, don't you?
I got a finger a little bit everywhere. <Yeah. so. laughs>
I'm trying to push it because I think clinically, I think digital dentures are amazing clinically.
100%.
Are there kinks to work out? Sure. But are there still kinks to be worked out with analog dentures?
Yep. Oh,
of course.
Yeah. So
for all these years, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, growing the digital, we've been really pushing it hard for the past couple of years, even more so. I mean, you've been with us for a little over a year now. October was your 1 year, right?
Year and a half, yeah. Probably. Yeah.
And you still kept him.
Still kept him.
Keeping him, I should say. Present
Elvis
tense.
Keeps me on my toes.
I think I send a lot of sorry text to you before I even start. Hey, sorry about this, but.
Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to be a dick, but.
Oh, it's all good. Over communicating is better than no communicating.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So now, never ask what Elvis is doing. Not in that context.
You're VP now. You're vice president.
You're VP now?
Just got pushed to VP this year.
Congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
Is it Derby's first vice president?
I don't know. I've never been big into titles.
I get it, yeah.
But how has your job changed? Let's ask that. Because you were just...
It hasn't. It's got a fancy word in front of it now. So, like you said, Reed's got multiple businesses. He's focusing on other objects. He's kind of got to go to where... He needs to go where his attention needs to be at the point. So, I focus more on the day-to-day business development, just keeping Derby on the path that him and his father had set, which is... No pressure on that part because they've done a lot between the two of them. So, so he's able to go focus on these other areas and hopefully trust that everything's doing what needs to do on our end. So
that's awesome.
So you're there how many years now?
So I'm hitting 10 years this year.
That's pretty far to go in 10 years. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And you got to deal with him.
And he's got aggressive growth ideas up, man.
So do you guys do like vision boards and say,
that whole
okay,
EOS?
This is what, I know.
Oh, we're big EOS.
Yeah,
yes.
So you already know 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
Oh, I've got
road,
a 10-year plan. We've got the team to do our 10-year plan, but it's an aggressive year this year specifically. So
what makes this year different? Like why?
We've got a specific product line that we've launched that is going to be hopefully a huge growth area for us.
Cool.
We've separated a certain production line out and said, you know what, dental laboratories are typically good at everything full service labs, but nobody's really a master at something specifically. Yeah. There's labs out there that they focus on one thing and they do an amazing job at it. So what we tried to do is take one line, separate it out, and that line only focuses on this. And it's more of a manufacturing process versus typical traditional dental laboratory stuff. So it should grow great.
I explain it to people that in most labs, technicians get sidetracked a lot.
Yeah.
We eliminate the distractions.
Absolutely.
And streamline it. It's an interesting idea.
We'll see how it does this year.
We'll see.
How often do you get in the lab and check it out?
Once a month, maybe.
Do you get out? Yeah, I think you were there last Friday.
No, I went down to work with a doctor a surgical guide. But, I get down there about once a month. It's only a 2-hour drive for me.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. I don't mind doing it, but I also don't want to do it all the time.
Yeah, cause
it's,
absolutely.
It's 4 hours at the end of the day. I'm happy to get down there when I can.
Got Reed over here.
Yep.
Poking fun now, so.
We had to get him on. Yeah.
I had Reed on.
Yeah, you actually had Reed on.
It was
early.
A long time ago. Yeah. It was our first whip mix. It was probably 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Clean shaven.
Clean shaven Reed. Yeah. That is not what you have
now. He's an animal.
So those of you tuning in, awesome. Reed has an impressive beard.
It is quite impressive. I know it's a podcast, and talking about beards probably not
good.
The most exciting.
I'm going to say it's probably about a foot long, right?
Yeah.
It's Duck Dynasty.
I kind of want to yank
Duck
it.
Dynasty, there you go. You know what? He actually does
I
not
do
mind when people do that.
It.
He doesn't
Sorry.
Mind?
No, Barb, you
That's
can go over there.
Putting it out
crazy
there.
Get up in there.
Me. Yeah, I do want to get
Run
up
your
in
fingers
there.
Through it. His wife's right there. She won't
Yeah,
mind.
I know. I don't mean it sexually. Come on, y'all. I'm a business person.
Right. Well, Basil, I love the job. I really do.
But we love having you there.
I'm not just saying that, you know, because you're here.
Are you – sorry. Are you, like, at the CalLab meeting? Did you enjoy the day?
Oh, yeah.
Are you just kind of – is this your first meeting?
No, it's not my first one in a couple of years. But, no, I'm always like going to CalLab. Great speakers today. I mean, we had really good people here today.
I felt really solid.
AI is the topic of the day and the topic of the year, so.
Super important. Are you guys incorporating any of that at all? I'm sure Reed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a no-brainer question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, automation is key, especially on a lot of these products that are becoming more commoditized. It's manufacturing at that point, so yeah. Which
cool.
is, it's all fun, though.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
Yeah. Well, thank you for talking to us.
Appreciate
you guys talk
me on.
More than I do. That's a pretty cool story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for sitting down, Basil. Yeah. I got a bunch of stuff I got to hit you on Monday.
I figured.
Now more than ever.
Yeah, it's going to be an 8 a.m. call. So.
It's all good. We'll hit it.
That's a throwdown call right there.
I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
We'll get your next people on.
All right.
Thanks.
Utah Valley Dental.
Yeah. Utah.
You can't say that on the air.
I can say anything. He bleeps me out.
Yeah.
I love
That's the beauty of it.
Oh, so this is not live? We're not live?
No.
Okay. No. No, you guys will be able to hear
so
it.
So we can relax.
Yeah.
Okay. But see, they're the ones that choose what's edited out. So.
Yes.
Pretty much nothing.
I don't take much out.
No.
It's dentistry unfiltered.
Unless I say something bad
about
me.
People want to know the real stuff,
then I'll
take
it out.
That's all right.
All right, CalLab.
CalLab.
Here we are recording for the first time in this great meeting. Sean Siegel.
Yes,
sir. All the way from Alaska.
Thank you very much.
Welcome
Alaska.
Back.
Alaska. 49ers fan.
I'll tell you what. It's
sorry about your luck.
Thank you about that.
Yeah.
No, it's super fun to be here, of course. CalLab, the 98th year. And we're in a new venue this year, of course, here at the Swiss Hotel. It is spectacular.
It's a nice hotel.
It is a great hotel.
It's got
a great buzz.
Super cool.
I heard yesterday, today maybe even too, that we're since 1930, the weather hasn't been quite this nice in Chicago. So this time of year, no reason why people couldn't get here. And just had a great day of great speakers and great handshakes and friends all around. So.
And Jim Thacker.
And Jim Thacker.
Hi, how you doing?
I saw you out for Utah Valley.
Yes, yeah. I saw you out for a run yesterday. The weather was so nice.
I know. I was like, I'm out of here. Let's go. After our board meeting.
How far did you run?
55 minutes, probably 7 miles.
And how many people did you run into that you knew that actually stopped you from running?
There's not a lot of runners in this field, man. I'm just saying.
Dude, there's always something due to go out the door.
Only if we're being chased.
Yeah.
Only if we're being chased. But. As far as CalLab goes, it's always a great program, so don't misunderstand me that. But today's lineup was spectacular from morning until the afternoon here.
Jim, tell us.
No, I thought it was great. And obviously, AI is taking over the world. But, you know, it's as a lab owner, you look at the labor shortages and different things that are out there. It's like, look, if I can automate something that lets them – you know, employees want two things. They want more money and they want more opportunity. And if you can automate something that allows them to grow professionally and do more and be more and have a better career, then I think it's just terrific. So
it connected that for me, that it wasn't anything to be threatened by.
No, this isn't to replace
anyone.
That
it was basically to add to it and make everybody more successful and valuable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all income growth. It's all opportunities. It's I think it's super cool.
Yeah,
and I've just been racking my brain all day. How can I do more? What can I do more? How can I integrate it more?
Are you using AI now?
Yeah, we're doing it for the basic posterior crowns. I'm super excited about the idea of the automatic nesting and things that you can do.
I think that's a big benefit personally.
Yeah, I mean
my model work,
and that should be a no brainer, right? Just figures out where to put
it.
Yeah,
it does. Somebody want that job to sit there all day and try to squeeze ones in there a little more? And if you can do that, if you can automate your printing, and I love the idea of what do they call it? What do they call the backpack that carbon does? It's got a real name.
The backpack that the carbon does?
Yeah, it's called automated something like that. But you can load it up and let it print your models all night.
And it takes it off.
Hagear does auto that for us.
Hagear does that.
We have a nesting software and come in and everything's done.
And it just frees people up to do better, greater things. And it's great for us. And I think it's exciting. And it lets you compete better and Yeah, this has been. They've had great content all day, so.
I feel like it's the resurgence of CowLab. Like we're just going global.
Oh, no, for sure, for sure.
I mean, because we're both on the board and we work really hard. Like we just love it, you know. Have for years and years and years, yeah. And to be in a new venue and just yeah. have all this great content, like it just
yeah,
well, it really inspires.
Not to compare meetings, but you know, if as far as bang for your buck, coming here to Chicago, we're adjacent to the Hyatt. Yeah. It's not like we're a mile up the road
yeah.
anymore.
That was tough.
And that was tough.
Yeah, you're Ubering back and forth, and it's just to have it right here, and it's you know a lot of smart people here. A lot of it's really I like it because it's a management meeting.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, you know, you can go, the technical stuff's all over there, but if you want management stuff, this is a place to be. This is great.
Thank you.
Man, I'm constantly impressed with our industry, our space in this profession in regards to we get these presentations, have these presentations based on AI and whatnot, and isn't it nice to go into these meetings and hear the content and at the same time, we're not blindsided by it. We're all in this. We see and utilize
we're
and embrace technology
all the time.
And it's it's awesome to see. And this industry embraces it, so it's super cool. The AI stuff, Byron Reese said today, don't be scared of it. It's going to happen. And I visited with them after the.
Apparently there's a band here.
The band. The band's
I have
here.
No
now.
Idea.
Wow.
Where? It's a mystery band. I don't see the band.
Is that going to mess
Where's
with our audio?
Yeah, it's going to make it really hard to hear each other.
Gotcha.
Well, the drums haven't started yet.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be a band here. This will be interesting. So if you have something to say, say it quick.
Well, there's a big after party tonight, too. Right.
Yes!
And that should be pretty epic. So.
Well, we really wanted to, like, you know, we're moving locations. We're going to have a great meeting.
Exactly.
Let's have a party. Like, let's do a first annual thing. And so we're psyched about it. Hey Jimmy's playing, which I guess it's a local Chicago band.
Yeah, cover band.
Yeah.
So,
and so yeah, there's going to be
what
drink, dancing.
Depends on what
That's
they're covering.
It. Yeah. Emo music? Like, you know.
Yeah,
like
you're a hair band guy, aren't you, Elvis?
Chemical romance stuff. That would fit this crowd well, wouldn't it?
Take me through the open forum. So did you enjoy the open forum? Some
I thought it was
CowLab
well better
forum.
Engaged this year than any other year.
Yeah.
It kept going. Questions were coming up. It's good.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear because people get a little more brave.
Yeah.
That can go either way.
No, it has gone either way. Years past.
So, for sure.
So, you know, I mean, usually if you've got a specific problem, somebody else has got it too.
Yep.
And it's stuff maybe you're not quite, you know, sometimes you have people that'll just, they're dismissive, I guess, for lack of a better term. And you know, it's like, oh, well, now you just got to do this and this and this. And sometimes the manufacturers don't have the real world side answer.
Yep.
So it's fun to get with peers and have those conversations.
Yeah. It's a healthy mix of technical and business, right? That's what we're here for.
What I really like is that you could be really super stumped on a problem, like the implant question today, and you have somebody like Jim Gorgel who gets up and says, hey, you know, do this or try this or we're doing this. And, you know, you have all this collaborative information and you can go back to your lab Monday and implement it. And like, damn, I just fixed something. Yeah. And that was just because of a question.
This
so
is probably
really like
the
that.
More we do CE courses for dentistry and stuff. And, you know, one of the things they talk about is what can you get to work on Monday? And there was a lot of Monday morning
That's great
material here that was that, you know, I'll be blowing away a few people when I get back to the lab. And here's what we're going to do.
So the AI part of it, are you guys seeing or do you know if your dentists are starting to implement a lot of what we were seeing today?
I don't
because
know that
I do not, so I'll speak for myself. I don't, but
yeah,
it's
I mean,
pretty.
Technology seems to, it seems to go real, and I appreciate this, technology seems to go real fast. The adoption of technology seems to go real fast, and the lab side of things allows us to stay ahead of the, you know, the clinicians. It's a pain point that we solve for them, and I don't think there's anything wrong with staying in that position, and it's nice when they get an opportunity to get introduced to it, and we can already say that we've implemented it in the lab.
No doubt.
Absolutely. You know, I think that most clinicians expect that. To be honest, they expect the lab to lead them into technology because they usually don't have the
like we lead them into everything else.
Yeah.
That loyalty
pretty much.
Factor.
Pretty much. It's like, you know, it's got to go beyond the teeth. this is a relationship-driven business, and that's what, you know, that's where we've got to lead. I love the end of it. What was the quote that he did at the end where there was what are you talking about?
Exactly what you're talking about.
Being their guide, their guide or something like that. And I think that's pretty important.
What did you think of the slides that the doctor was showing with the dentists and their income and the way that the insurances aren't reimbursing them like they used to? Like, was that a surprise to either one of you?
Oh, no.
No.
It was a surprise that the insurance, like, why wouldn't an insurance reimburse? Do you know?
Because they're for-profit businesses.
All of them.
I mean, it's like, have you ever had a cracked windshield and had to get auto glass? And it's like, oh, well, if you don't have insurance, then it'll be this much. But if you take insurance, it'll be this much.
Yeah.
And everybody's playing the game. And, you know, most of our customers are in the fee-for-service world. But, you know, the especially with monolithic materials and lab costs, they just squeeze and squeeze and squeeze these dentists.
Yeah,
more and more all the time.
Well, you can see their income's lowering.
And they're having
a hard time finding hygienists. They're busy as hell, doing more with less staff and making less money.
Yeah, they work their tails.
We got Donnie Bridges here dancing, pole dancing in front of us, by the way.
You know.
This is live, not live. It's live.
I don't have any dollar bills, you know, so I'm okay.
I don't either.
What does it take for a lab to become a Cal Lab member? Somebody asked me that earlier. I was like, I have no idea.
You have to fill out an application.
Okay.
And write them a check.
And you have to be a lab. So if you, it's like 90% or higher than you sell to dentists.
Okay.
And if it's lower than that or higher than that, then it makes you a manufacturer.
Okay,
and
makes sense.
Oh, really?
Okay. As a board, we actually look at the applications and make sure that they are labs.
That's it.
We say no to manufacturers, they just fall under a different umbrella.
Yeah, but you don't have to be a certain size, have a certain revenue or anything like that.
Nope.
That's cool.
Well, and it is great for managers. I'm not a technician. And I love coming here because I'm with other leaders.
Yeah.
And it's more of a leadership meeting. It's something that's if you're coming to Chicago anyway, it's fantastic because the people who are here pay a little more to be here for this experience, and it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I remember back in the day, this has only slightly changed, but I remember back in the day you had to be sponsored to be a Cal Lab member, right? I mean,
it used to be where, you had to know one of us or get a recommendation.
I thought you had to have a certain revenue point at one point, didn't you? Maybe not.
I don't think that it was ever one of the qualifications. I can tell you, I'll just throw this out there for folks that'll listen to Voices of the Bench. Each Cal Lab board member annually has the ability to give the golden ticket, if you will, a golden ticket to a lab that has interest in coming to Chicago, participating in a Cal Lab meeting, and then themselves becoming a member. And
nice.
So, just to see it. Do that research. Get in here and be a part of this. It's instantly
call me,
infectious.
Call Sean. Call Jeff.
That's it.
Hit us up and please come next year.
That's
it.
I also noticed in the program you guys offer some discounts to the members. That's new, isn't it?
In terms of additional attendees or something along those lines?
No, like for first case with this company or this manufacturer, 12% off this.
Some of that might be.
I could take this out if I have to.
There you go. I know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some of that might be because of our affiliation with the CNC group.
Yeah, okay. They're loosely affiliated.
Are you part of CNC?
I am, and it's well worth it. It's fantastic.
I was going to say, so they or the same building they were yesterday, correct? Yeah. So we had our board meeting, and then everybody went to CNC. I'm not a member, but I think it's amazing.
It's a great buying group. It's a way to access. I come to Cal Lab strictly for the collaborative nature of it. I don't do it for any of the, if there are discounts, I'm not aware of them.
Yeah, okay. Well.
So if you're holding that on me, please
look in your program. I swear it was in the program.
It's definitely not on drink tickets.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah. But CNC Group, you speak that highly. Are you in that as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's great. Just for the UPS deal alone. It's,
really?
If you did nothing else but the UPS deal, it'd be worth it. But there's so many other advantages through the CNC group.
The great
so,
partners, big yeah. good and deals with yeah. Carbon, lots of members.
And I think that's the other thing, too, to just throw it in there, whether it be the CNC group. Obviously, we have LMT next door, yeah. K Cal Lab being at the Swiss Hotel now, it feels right. It feels like we like the dental laboratory is own this side of town now. I love it.
They do. And CNC and Cal Lab are very complimentary groups.
Yeah,
and,
agree.
And I flew in Tuesday night. I mean, and went to the meeting yesterday.
Same.
And sticking with this one all for Thursday and Friday, and I'm thrilled to be every moment of it. So it works really well together, and I'm glad we're all right here now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, well said.
Well, great.
I'd love to keep hope tomorrow's talking, as good as today.
I hope we can hear all this when it's
I
done.
Hope so, too. Yeah, I did
thanks
not.
For having us. Appreciate
thank you, guys.
It.
Thank you.
Everybody. Good job. Hey, thanks for – we're on 309 episodes at this point.
Of them. 6 years.
That's coming up. Good job.
Yeah, you know what?
Congratulations to the two of you. Yeah.
Thanks
thank
for thanks
you.
For making
keeping
it, cool.
it going. And
thanks for making it cool and making
that's
it fun.
That's it.
Well, thank you for sitting down with us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
But no.
Not that I would know. Yeah, that's crazy. Get out of my head.
That's like twice today, right?
Get out of my head.
Oh, that was yesterday we did that.
All right, let's do this.
Twice?
Well, I try to get her as many times as I can.
I understand.
Yeah, we get along quite well at our board meetings.
So I've heard.
We do.
Cal Lab, 98th year. Jeff Strunk.
Yes.
Chair.
I always think it's president.
He's my boss.
Oh.
So.
Well,
yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I get you.
We know who the boss is.
I get you. So big changes this year. So you've been chair for 3 meetings
10.
Now?
You know what? That's the I can't even keep track anymore. I keep getting told it's only 2, but I'm like, no, I know it's more
like
than that.
It's four.
It's been at least 4.
Yeah.
So I've got you've done thinking. It 4?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's
and then
the
I've
best.
Got and then I've got it for this year and next year.
Yeah, I mean you're great at it. I mean there's no doubt about
you really
it.
Well,
are.
It's enjoyable.
Like, you're settled in. You've got a great presence up there. You're so like just go with the flow and
you know what?
You make the open forum awesome, like, right? It's
yeah,
just
no,
so
totally.
Good.
Some of the old ones, not to disparage
I
anyone.
I was just going to say,
there's
I mean, a different vibe now.
Yeah,
you speak publicly.
I do and I don't. I mean, it's one of the things that when you look into the audience and almost all of them are your friends.
Yeah.
That makes life. It's a double-edged sword. I know I'm going to get shit, pardon my language.
Yep. Nope.
But at the same time, you know, I can get these guys to interact. And,
yeah.
And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
So when I say I'm going to throw somebody under the bus and you know, and I call on them, they're not usually comfortable speaking, but usually we
but they do.
They do. And usually they have something very, you know, enlightening to either to say or a question that's very thoughtful. And that's what makes it fun.
No, we talked about it earlier. This year's closed forum.
It was
a lot
awesome.
Of engagement.
Yeah.
Very little that kind of awkward
silence.
Yeah. Yeah. There was very little.
Yeah, I try to preface it by telling people, if you're not going to speak up, I'm going to speak up for you, and I'm going to make you talk.
You
yeah.
were a little wordy at the end. I'm going, Jeff, your time's up,
you
bro.
Know what? And
and
you honestly,
were just rolling.
And you know what? I looked at my clock, and I saw it was 1:15. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to wrap this thing. And so
I'm
that
the director.
Was,
I'm like,
yeah,
God,
yeah.
go. Time that, out.
Yeah, at first, you know, I thought, oh, gosh, this is going to drag on. But then,
no,
you know, people started clicking, and it was just a blast.
So there's a lot of big changes this year.
Yeah, you know, the venue itself is, I think, is outstanding.
It's awesome. I've never been in this hotel. It's nice.
Same. It,
the layout for the flow of everything that we do on the second floor here is, like, perfect. Everything from the registration all the way through the meeting room to the lunch room breakouts
yeah, yeah.
and the breakfast breakouts.
Plus the downstairs, the palm, the bar.
You got, you
I
know,
mean,
all of it, and it's such in a enclosed quick space, and it's and we own basically the whole hotel,
yeah.
you know,
really?
Which is really neat.
Yeah.
Meaning, there's, I mean, most everybody that's in the hotel is part of our group.
That's cool.
And
yeah.
so I like that a lot. And so you're not going to run into people that you don't typically know.
Yeah.
You know, so
for
at
sure.
some point in time, it's going to be people that are part of this group, and you can have conversation or do whatever. But it makes it a lot nicer.
Well, my favorite part is you can get to from the Hyatt where the lab day is happening.
Oh,
never
yeah,
go outside. You can just go underground.
Yeah.
Little spooky at first.
Not
but
that you need
right.
to this year because the weather is so beautiful.
True.
But,
there,
yeah, it's
I know,
connected.
I know. You know, today, I honestly think the frosting on the cake today, honestly, was the fact that Judy Fishman
yeah.
was in the audience this morning.
That was cool.
She, I mean, to me, that spoke volumes about the importance of this meeting and the fact that the person that's running LMT and trying
yeah.
to get everything set up decided it's more important for me to be at Cal Lab than it is
point.
To go over and set up
It's not like she doesn't have a ton of stuff to do right now. Like,
yeah, and so I, you know, to me, I had to give her a shout out today because I just, you know, I thought that was absolutely cool on her behalf to support us in that regard.
That's awesome.
So talk about your emotion connected to CalAb, because I know I'm emotionally connected to it, but like the meaning. Like, what does it mean to you? Like, how can share with everybody, like, how special
it is? How long have you been coming? 98 years?
Long time.
I think I was invited by Daniela Hendrickson back in the mid-90s.
Really?
And it was, and it had first moved over to the Westin Hotel at that point. Yeah. And I absolutely fell in love with it. I looked around the room, and I realized I was such a small fish. I was such a small fish in this pond.
Yeah.
That there was a ton of information to be gleaned from everybody that was in that room.
There's so many great labs in these rooms.
Yeah, whether you're watching the presentations on stage or networking in the hallway, you've got incredible people that I've gotten to meet over the years, whether it be like a Bruce Bonafiglia from Bonadent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been amazing to me in just simple little tweaks that you could do to your laboratory to help it grow.
And stuff you wouldn't know or might not learn until you're at the CalAb.
It is. And you know, and everybody's willing to share. They're very friendly. It's a warm atmosphere far as just the connections that you have with everybody. And you got, you know, major competitors. You sit there and you look at like the relationship that Ottawa Dental Lab has with Rowe Dental Lab. And I mean they kinda cross over in each other's paths, but yet they serve on the board together. They are friends. They
so
are,
true.
You know.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of
so it's really unique. It's really unique, and so all of it has just been has been remarkable in that regard. But just the people that have been here ahead of me, the Jerry Mariachers, Billy Drakes that have all been on the board prior to me are just icons.
I think Billy Drake was the chair my first year.
Yeah, and he was for quite a few years, and then Jerry Mariacher was chair for, like, ever.
You know what I like is that when it was always, quote, and not in a bad way, the good old boys club, but if you look at the board now
and you see
the labs that are represented and the people that are on the board just trying to do amazing things. I mean, you got
BJ.
Mr. Beautiful.
You got Reed Nunley from Derby.
Sean
Mr.
Siegel.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Danielle Wirth. I mean, Bonafiglia Wirth. I mean, it's just really cool seeing all of this new blood.
You
can feel it. Like, it doesn't feel like nothing negative to the olden days, but it really feels like a new revised CalAb. I love it.
And I don't disagree with that at all. In fact, if you're going to look at that, Jim Gorgle would be the last one from those particular days. But, you know, he's a very open-minded individual, and I've learned so much from him.
He's hilarious.
Oh, he is a funny guy. And
he threw a cat under the bus there. That was hilarious.
I loved what you did for him, too.
He's just the sweetest man. Honestly, he's taken me under his wing, and he's given me such great guidance and great direction as to what we should be doing with this. And, you know, not only does he help me with knowing about the past, but, you know, he's very welcoming to what we want to try to do with the future.
Yeah.
In fact, moving CalAb from the Westin to the Swiss.
And that was tough for us because, you know, when you're always tradition, which is very traditional CalAb.
It is.
It was kind of like, do we or don't we? And it was kind of a risk, which I think has been paid off by tenfold.
It has.
But,
it was,
you know, you've got that emotion.
It is. I love the industry. I'm very passionate about what we do. My hope is to help other laboratories grow and be successful in this.
Yeah.
You know, the times are going to be tougher for dental laboratories, especially through consolidation and the fact that we have fewer educational resources to get technicians. So the cost benefit or cost factor of even trying to open a laboratory, it's astronomical. And so those who are endeavoring into opening these labs or carrying on the family tradition, the money that they're having to extend is just off the charts.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure
they're making a doctor.
Yeah, and you just want to make sure they're making the right decisions.
Yep.
And so that's where the closed forum comes in and bringing in these speakers so that everybody has an opportunity to network and talk and find out what's good, what's bad, and, you know, what direction should I be going, whether it be diversification or, you know, focusing in on a certain area. And these are all things that they can get from here.
Yeah.
And so that's you know, it's been a very good industry to me. I love being part of it, and anything I can give back to help other people succeed in this, because it's helped me raise a nice family. We came from modest upbringing, and so it's allowed me a lot of favors in my life that would not have been awarded to me had I not gotten into it.
Better than selling women's shoes.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot better.
Oh, I love that story.
But you know what? Being
such a good story.
21 single heterosexual women's shoe salesman, not a bad gig. Not a bad
gig.
You
got all these feet.
Well, you know,
you.
Feet are attached to legs.
But I have
and it goes on from there.
Yeah, we know. We already talked about that.
Talk about the process of, as board members, choosing the content. How do you find these speakers?
It was all about AI, man.
And yeah, you know, AI.
Well, how do you
was,
decide to make it about AI?
Well, you know, there's a buzz about it, and you know, we've had some inklings in dirt and certain things, whether it be Full Contour with their three-shape automate, or Pearl, or you know, Martha laughing at me while we're doing this.
Yes,
those
is.
Are all important things.
You know, I love my girl.
So the AI decision was pretty easy in the fact that. We wanted to get a 30,000 foot view, so that's where Byron Reese came in, and then we wanted to narrow it down to our lab industry. Yep. And so, all right, so we see it up
it's
here,
very
and
calculated.
we'll bring it down to us. So whatever Byron was saying, then the panel discussion afterwards was like really focused upon the dental laboratory.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, so, it's good. It's a good mix.
So it's worked out really, really well. And the same thing tomorrow. You know, one of the big things that we're still working with as far as either hurdles or opportunities is with DSOs.
Yep.
And just depends on your lab business model and how you want to see yourself in the future. Do you want to partner with them? Do you want to compete against them? How do you want to do it? And knowledge is power. So either you figure out a way to work with them or you find a way to work around them.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm going to see tomorrow. I think that's going to be neat because we're going to have Jamie Stover on, who represents the lab end of things. And then we have Rick Sisk from Gen 4, who I personally work with that particular group. And then Dr. Workman.
You do? Yeah. What are they?
And Dr. Workman from Heartland. So you got the biggest of the best in Heartland. And then you've got Gen 4, which is a very lab-friendly DSO, meaning these guys, they don't care what your price points are. They want to make sure that you're doing quality work. They're not forcing the doctors to use other laboratories that are low cost.
Are they all over this country?
They're working on it. They're based out of Arizona, and they're growing by leaps and bounds. So they're a smaller group at this point in time, but I really see them growing.
Interesting.
And the fact, as a lab, I want to see them grow.
Yeah.
I love their business. Yeah,
and
yeah. I love their business model.
Yes.
And you know, the interesting thing with them is that the doctors that are using us already are telling them, "I want to continue working with this quality laboratory." And so, it's really kind of crazy. Think about this: this particular DSO is trying to find me business within their group.
Interesting.
So it's one of the craziest things. It's awesome, and you'll never find that from a DSO. A DSO, you know, in our stereotypical minds, are trying to find that low cost laboratory.
Yeah,
so they don't really 100%. Care what laboratory they use. They just want the lowest cost.
Yeah.
This one is, I want quality, and I want you to use quality, because I don't want remakes. I'm not so much worried about the hard cost.
Yeah.
I'm worried about
the
soft cost.
Yeah, yeah.
And I scratch my head at that a lot. Like they want the lowest cost, but yet it costs them chair time.
It does.
Remakes.
Yeah.
They don't fit. They're high in occlusion. They're f***ing around with this work, and yet pay a regular high price, get them in, get them out.
Exactly.
And
be able
so
to do everything. You know, so we're not one trick ponies.
Yeah.
You know, we're able to do a plethora of things, whether it be from chairside services to being really affluent at cosmetics or implants or removables. We can do everything for them,
and
they respect that, and they want
no idea.
And they want to make sure that we're taken care of within their own group. So, like for an example, I know that particular group has over 200. He's the one that writes the checks, and he's writing out checks to 200 plus laboratories every month. His goal would be to call it down to about 10 to 15.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of.
And he
overhead.
Wants the best 10 to 15 laboratories, you know. So he wants to be able to work with them, and not and 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 I don't want to say price isn't an issue, but price is not really an issue.
It's not the first thing.
It is not the first thing.
That's so
awesome. It's reliability, it's quality, service. You know, it is a different mindset that you see from different
Is it like Heartland where all their dental offices are named something different so they don't seem like a DSO?
Yeah, exactly. All the offices have maintained their own names.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
And they work, and they're really good with specialists. They've got periodontists in the group. In fact, my number one accounts happens to be a periodontist that's placing over 1,900 implants a year. I mean, when you place 900 implants a year, you're good. 1,900 implants is off the charts, and I'm getting the lion's share of that
work.
What
is that, four people a day?
Do you think he's using AI?
No, I know he's not.
How do you use AI to place implants?
Because we were talking,
I had to go set up.
No, the thing is that he's skilled enough where, you know, he does a great job on the pre-planning. So when he goes in, or whether he freehands it or we do use a surgical guide, in complex cases where we have very, you know, minimal bone or we're really trying to, you know, thread the needle, that's when we'll do all of those things. But in general, his placements are spectacular, and, you know, and that's what he loves to do.
That makes it worth
it really does.
Oh yeah, you know, and he, you know, the fun thing about him is that he hated labs. He opened up his own laboratory because he all thought we were too expensive, and so trying to run a laboratory, and he realized the ramifications of trying to run a laboratory plus his own practice.
So did he shut it down?
He shut his own down, and then he partnered with us 100% on all of
that
it.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's
smart
been
smart man.
Yeah, so he.
What do you do with all that equipment? Get it for a deal?
You know what? I never saw any of that equipment.
Wool Ceram today. Yeah,
can you believe that?
I have a Wool Ceram.
I just threw that damn thing away. I've had it sitting in a storage unit for over like 15 years, I think, is what it was.
You just
didn't
want to throw it away.
But he still owned it.
Well, it was a $60,000 machine.
Yeah.
I paid $60,000. I'm like, I was hoping that could make margaritas or daiquiris or something along those lines, so I could get some benefit out of it.
That's a great point. I got a chuckle out of that.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, but it was just, it was.
Every lab has that one thing.
Oh, God,
it was terrible. It was terrible. And, you know, and then, like, the other thing that I still have, is one of the Straumann Cares scanners.
Oh, yeah.
And I twisted my arm to buy it. It was a $20,000 scanner. And I come to find out 3 weeks after I bought it, they lowered the price to $6,000.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
I was fried. And a Straumann rep actually quit because he didn't want to face me. Because I was so damn mad.
I bet your head goes around like this a little bit as a business.
So and then not even 6 months later, after they lowered the price, they discontinued it completely.
Oh gosh!
And then they shifted over to 3Shape.
3Shape.
So it was you know, and so I have this $20,000 machine, and don't tell any of the other scanner companies. I know, but I have literally traded that thing in four times.
Good for you, man.
And they've never taken it.
Yeah, well, oh.
Oh yeah, I get that. Yeah, I love those trades.
So you got the credit.
I got the credit, and I still have
all
it to trade.
All y'all listening to us, not a bad tidbit.
Don't give it away if they don't force you to. So.
All right, so tell us about the party.
Whose idea was this?
You know, all of ours,
I think. Yeah, we all just came in drunk one morning at the...
we work hard at our board meetings.
I'm sure.
I think we just wanted to go...
Honestly, I have to give the... I think I have to give the credit to Regal. And he was the one that brought it up.
Jerry Regal.
Hey, Jimmy was his idea.
The quiet one.
I remember that.
Yeah, the quiet one.
Oh,
no, you know, he's yeah. Jerry's got a side to him that most people don't know, and it's awesome.
For those listening that don't know, Jerry runs all your AV.
He does, him and his daughter, Natalie.
Regal
it's
Dental.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
he's always hats.
He has for years and years and years, and he's amazing at it. The work and the time that he puts in prior to one of these shows is, like, off the charts.
Yeah, the videos were killer today.
Yeah.
Like, they just nailed it.
And he's the one that puts that all together.
That's awesome.
And so, anyhow, but getting back to Hey Jimmy, he was the one that kind of thought of the idea.
They live here, right? They're close.
Yeah.
Hey Jimmy's the name of the band?
Yes.
Hey Jimmy's the name of the band, and they're iconic. Chicagoland area, they just kind of do, you know, smaller gatherings like we have, and then and they do cover songs and so forth, but... You know, when we first got to this venue, I remember going to a meeting on the 42nd floor once, and
as soon
as I saw the layout of this, I was hell bent on getting the 42nd floor.
Yeah.
So we worked that into the contract, and we thought, okay, what can we do with this up now? Now we have this, and I'm thinking, well, that would be a great place for the vendor night. Realize probably for
we don't want to go from here all the way up.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's what we were thinking as a board.
And we also needed a little bit more table space. But we wanted a place where people can come hang out because for years, we had great evening parties. Whether the House of Blues was being rented out by Noble BioCare or Sirona. Incredible parties there.
Yep.
Argan,
Harry Carey's.
Yeah.
You know, Horaeus used to have, they used to rent out the Crowbar and have parties in all hours
of
the night.
And then COVID hit.
Yeah. And so, but even prior to that, during the economic downturn that we had in 2008, 2016, mm-hmm. everybody started pulling back. And rightfully so.
It was
rough times, you know. Yeah. But nobody really wanted to jump back into it once that was over with and actually then COVID and so forth. So, you know, it's kind of a throwback to those old days where people, you know, let's get together, let's have some fun. We've worked hard all day. We've been in education all day. You know, let's just chill. And then the nice thing about where we're at here is to have it on the 42nd floor. A lot of the people are staying right here in the hotel, so they don't have to go outside. They don't have to travel. They can come over from the Hyatt. They don't have to spend, you know, hours waiting to get a drink at the big bar heard that was an atrocity
there was
last
two bartenders for 1,000 people.
Yeah, so I heard that was horrible last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, so to have this available to us here is just, you know, it's absolutely wonderful. And
it's a view. We went up there yesterday.
The view is, and
Navy
we should have a great view tonight.
Like right there.
We're
going
to be dancing and partying.
Yeah,
it'll
be fun. And then it's just, you know, it's just a way to chill out after a long, hard day of education, really.
And we said 9 because we figured we wanted everybody to be able to stop the meeting, go out to dinner, and then come back and have a nice meeting a nice party.
Yeah, yeah. Have a thing to do tonight.
And then Friday doesn't start till 11.
Yeah. we probably should have pushed that back a little bit, but no, we'll be getting bright and early start tomorrow.
8:30
again, but you know, the lineup tomorrow, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better lineup between the DSO meeting that we're going to have and then obviously ending with Jim Glidewell.
Mean,
you know, that
Jim Glidewell.
I'll tell you what, that's the creme de la creme for me being a chair is to being able to offer him and give him his Lifetime Achievement Award.
Given him the first ever Cal Award.
Yeah.
Really?
So, you know, the man,
it's
you know,
gorgeous.
Love him or hate him, but a lot of, you know,
loves him.
There's polarization about Glidewell, but, you know, in all honesty, I think Jim truly saved the U.S. lab business. When we were getting all this work coming in from offshore, the only way to compete with it was through CNC machining.
Zirconia.
You know, so how can we do this automated wise that reduces labor and reduces cost? And he is the man. He is the man that took on China head first.
True.
And
offered it to us.
And kicked ass, and he offered it to us.
Yeah, he could have kept that all for himself.
He could have. And
like,
I went to the first Bruxer Symposium in 2011.
Wow.
Yeah, out at Glidewell. And
it with a hammer.
Yeah, but you know what? But you know what? I mean, you know, you think of the growth that Zirconia's had since 2011, you know, and what
it's
we're
nothing
doing.
Nothing like
with
what it was.
Yeah,
back then.
And so you know, that's all up to him. That was all because of him.
Yeah.
And again, we would be dealing with a hell of a lot more offshore if we were not able to do what he provided us.
So I think it allowed us to be price con. We could compete.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, when you ask Jim Glidewell to speak, do you provide the topic or does Jim Glidewell tell you what he's going to talk about?
No.
I don't know how it works.
Let's put it this way. If I ask him to talk about the sky being blue, he will talk about the sky being white. He doesn't give a damn what you ask him. He's going to go off and do what he wants to talk about.
But I love his topic.
What is it?
I don't know. Hold on.
No,
you can edit that out.
Basically,
it's actually awesome.
It has a lot to do with how he sees the future going.
The art and practice of self-disruption.
Yes.
I really like that.
Self-disruption.
Yeah. Disruption. And you got to think,
like,
he was the ultimate
awesome
disruptor.
Topic.
He was the ultimate disruptor.
Exactly.
He was the first laboratory to ever advertise nationally.
Yeah.
So you think about his growth all came from, and I always give Jim Shuck the credit, because Jim Shuck was, you know, there's Glidewell, and he sits there and he goes this flat line and he talks about all the days up until Shuck came on, and then it goes straight up.
Yep.
And Shuck was the marketing guy, and that really, really was instrumental in Glidewell taking off.
Yeah.
And the advertisements they put in all the dental periodicals, you know, he was the first one to ever really do that. And so by the time other labs really caught onto it and even caught up, he was so far ahead
that he was
untouchable. Yeah. He was really untouchable. You think about the labs that have come and tried to Trident or even Continental. We just had Jerry Doviak come by.
Yep.
You know, there's people that tried to compete with him have never been able to hold a candle to him because he was constantly innovating and finding different ways to get the work.
Glidewell is still the largest lab, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
A
long shot.
Yeah, there's like second place is way behind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, and then you're going offshore again, though. So the next closest lab you're going to look at in the United States, there's nobody even, maybe Bonadette will probably be closer, Oral Arts. But now, I mean, I won't even say they're close. They're just bigger than all of us. But then you go offshore, and then you go to Modern Dental Lab that owns Microdental and all them.
Yeah.
So, you know, personnel-wise, maybe they may have more people, but I don't think they're doing better in volume.
Sure.
You know, as far as ultimate dollars.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know, and, you know, one of the greatest things I have, you know, a sense of pride with is the fact that, you know, so often doctors look down upon dental laboratories. And then I just look at a doctor and I just say, well, who's the richest man in dentistry?
Yeah.
Who's the richest man
Bar
in dentistry?
Bar none, hands down.
It's not me.
$2.6 billion he's worth. $2.6 billion.
I don't think I've heard that.
How much money is in the industry alone?
Yeah. It's got to be like his personal worth.
And
that's something you can Google it. You can find it.
Yeah.
You know, and so you think about it. He's the largest landowner in Irvine, California.
What?
He's the largest employer in Irvine, California.
Oh, that I get.
He has the largest boat in Newport Harbor, the Serengeti that was once owned by Johnny Carson. You know,
what?
So yeah. There's
three. You know him really well.
There's three owners.
I like it.
There's three owners of the Serengeti. There was originally Johnny Carson, then the guy that took it over when Johnny passed, and then now Jim.
Who was that guy in between, Jay Leno?
I don't remember his name. No, it was an obscure name, I'm sure.
Really?
Obviously, he had a few
Donald
dollars in
Trump.
His mouth. Yeah, could have been. So, you know, but what he's done, and again, he's always had his hat on for the lab industry.
He has. He knows his roots, man.
He does.
That's what
he
I
does.
Love about
you know,
him.
He always
like
talks
he
about it.
One of my favorite things about him is when I took a tour of the place. You know, he always talks about how he's working at his desk still and all that. Literally, he doesn't have like this king office. He sits in an office with like six other people.
What?
He shares an office with like six
other. He probably likes the camaraderie.
And on his desk there is a porcelain furnace, and so he says to this day he still does porcelain work. And I'm like, the day I was in there,
that.
I noticed a little dust on the top. So I emailed him. I said, Jim, there's a little dust on the top of your porcelain. He said, you use that thing every day. He goes, yes, I do. He goes, that dust will be gone tomorrow.
Aww.
So
I've got dust on mine, and I use it every damn day.
I figured he'd be in those big, you know, Montgomery Burns, Simpsons kind of big thing with a bear in
he's
the corner.
He's a real dude, though. Yeah. That's what I get from him.
He is. He's about as chill
earth.
As again. He's
yep.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, other neat things that, you know, you got to think that he's politically motivated. He takes care of, so, like, in one hand, he's supporting Gavin Newsom because nobody else can beat him. But on the other hand, he's had luncheons with Melania Trump and the Republican Party at his house.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so, no, he's had – he's
had. You know that?
He showed me the video.
That's awesome.
So you know,
wow.
so he, you know, he you know, he plays the political game and he does very, very well with it. So
that's
anyway,
awesome.
And so he should.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be, you know, a change agent or somebody like him, I mean, you might as well go for it all the way.
So, yeah, it's been it's been intriguing.
So great job on CalLab this year.
Thank you.
It's we're very pleased with
Barb
it.
Barb is 2 years behind you.
Yes.
So she will.
You,
so
I thought
this
it was this year, and I was kind of stressed about it.
Yeah.
Are you
prepping
her?
Man.
You grooming her?
Oh,
to take
over? She's going
to
get a lot of it next year.
He
so
needs
yeah.
to. We talked about that the other night. We're like, we really need to want to, you know, kind of just
make that transition.
Help each
other
out.
Think like next year you might kind of co-do
yep.
it? That's
I don't
a good
know.
Idea.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's important though.
No, I think it's
so amazing that you don't want to just be like, there you go. Here's Barb. I don't think that's cool. I
know you just
really
had a
nice.
Steak, but here's your bologna sandwich.
Wow. That's not not nice.
Wow.
At all.
I say
but
it out of
yes,
love.
But yes, I know you do. But I think it's important.
Believe me, I appreciate the compliment on that because it's been an absolute joy doing this. Yeah. I've had a lot.
You're
a lot
so gonna regret great. It being gone.
You know, I'm gonna be disappointed. Yeah. I mean, but
Jim was sad.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I want their continuity. I don't want people to find me stale over a certain period of time and so forth. So
I feel the same way.
We're about 75% sick of you, so about one more meeting, we'll
be
right about there.
Pretty much. Yeah,
walk
pretty
out
much.
On 75%.
You think it's 75%?
No, I don't. I think you're killing it. But thank you for talking to us.
Thanks for the interview. Great job on the meeting, both of you, I know.
So
and
happy.
The board, whoever they are, whatever they do.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.
Bye now.
Thank you to Basil, Sean, Jim, and Jeff for taking some time during that amazing CalLab meeting to talk to us. I really, really enjoy live interviews, Elvis, and I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't begin to express how important that meeting is to me and the development in my career. Ever since I went to my first meeting, I don't even know how long ago.
Do you know, and you just won't say because it's been that long?
No, I actually don't know. I know that it was my father that asked me to join him, and so I was like, yes,
yeah,
go.
Nice.
I have seen many speakers talk on many subjects, and every year it's really, really relevant to what's going on in our industry, and this year was just spot on, especially with AI. So huge congratulations to Jeff and the rest of our board for putting on such an amazing meeting. A little up to date on the after party, though, just saying it was a ton of fun. Went on till midnight. We danced. We drank. It was super fun. And I was maybe a little hungry.
You were out there cutting up a rug, as they say.
Yeah, I don't stop. Yeah, as soon as I get a couple cocktails into me, I dance all night. But it really was the highlight of the weekend.
It was a great time.
When you were there.
Yeah.
I saw you.
Not dancing.
No, not dancing. Hey guys, if you're interested in attending the 99th CalLab meeting, keep an eye on cal-lab.org as we are already working on making next year's meeting even better.
Highly recommend this meeting to everybody.
Right on.
All right, everybody. That's all we got for you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one. I'm going to say it first.
Bye.
Went to bed at like 3.
What are you, in your 30s?
I know, right?
The views and opinions expressed on the Voices from the Bench podcast are those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the host or Voices from the Bench, LLC.